All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray on an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. We appreciate the 94.1 crowd joining what everybody already knows, especially those on ESPN 97.5. The place to be and what to listen to from 1 to 4 p.m. happens to be The Usual Suspects and ESPN 97.5. So if you missed any of the show, we always tell you where to go. That's ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. You can catch up on the hours that you missed there. And then we'll take you from here. And while you're there on the website, you might as well download the app. We just had Miles, one of our loyal Twitter followers and listeners, said he can only get it on 94.1. I said, well, while you're doing that, or download the app. Because if you have the app, then you don't have to worry about not being able to get 97.5. And you can hear us everywhere, anywhere, and take us along for the ride.
Indeed. Somebody reminded us we were having the wide receiver conversation in the previous segment or last hour. And yep. They said, hey, don't forget, Patriots gave up a fifth rounder for Josh Gordon.
It's a steal.
Yeah, it is. I was looking at the injury report.
You know what he's averaging, by the way, per catch?
No.
18.
Wow.
18 per catch, and it's
is that
getting
good?
Better.
Is that, any, good. Is that decent?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I noticed they have a masseuse here. You can get massages.
Yep.
While you're playing at the table.
You don't have to go to Whole Foods anymore, Nick. You just go to Prime Social.
I wonder if, like, I could be like, can I just get a foot massage? Just she'd be like, no, sir. Nope, just back and arms.
I don't think she'd say no.
Really?
Yeah. Ma'am, what are the chances he can get a foot massage?
No, don't. No, why? That's.
Is that part of the deal?
He made it weird.
I'm just curious if you would actually say yes to that, or if people have asked that.
Oh,
well, see, there you go. I told you.
Have you ever had anybody ask for that? Somebody's asked you before? You should have punched. Did you punch him in the face?
She said she hasn't done it, but one of the other masseuses has actually done it.
Oh, no. I want to ask.
There's only one thing worse.
I was going to say, I want to ask if anyone's ever asked for a happy ending, but that would be inappropriate.
Yes, it would. Extremely inappropriate.
I'm not going to ask that question.
Well, so that why stop you
pretty
now?
Pretty sure she heard me. I was looking at the injury report for the Texans.
Yes.
Kiki QT is out.
Yeah, I saw it already.
That is not good. Now, I was reading something where they said that Bill O'Brien will probably go to two tight end sets quite a bit. Let me tell you why that's a good thing. Go to...
Because Joe Webb won't be lined up in the wrong spot anymore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it's basically when you go, you know, they'll probably go to the 12 personnel, 12 personnel. That means one running back, two tight ends. Basically what that does is it allows you, not only do you have still two pass-catching options from the tight end position plus your two wide receivers, but you can also run the ball pretty effectively out of that as well. So you've got an extra blocker on both sides
right.
of the line. That's beneficial to this team. I don't mind it. Would I like to see Kiki QT in the slot with Demaryius Thomas and DeAndre Hopkins and open up the offense a little bit? Sure, but you go 12, and that's okay to me because your bread and butter is running the ball anyway. So it kind of fits into what you're doing. And again, this Jets team, they suck. Everything about the Jets sucks, except for their ability to defend the pass.
Boy,
and it's not even great. It's just better than the Texans.
Can I just say again, because I don't think he got enough love after last game, the prototypical tight end that now sits on the Texans roster, and he's a rookie, Jordan Thomas is a big, strong, well-rounded tight end with great hands that is only going to get better. That dude impresses me.
Those young tight ends, man. They're
that fourth down play that looked like Deshaun got let it slip too far and it was getting away from him, and he reeled it in with one hand. I'm like, big fella, not only has great size, can block and can knock someone down, but he can reel them in.
Yes,
loved seeing that.
Ooh, boy, the line moved too. I was looking because we're going to do picks coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I was going to mention that to you guys.
Nick has totally put that in the rundown. I know, and. But the line was 6 when I first filled out my spreadsheet. It moved to 7 now.
Okay.
I took the Jets at 6. I really like that 7. Really like that. You?
I think the Texans are going to win the game.
I do
think
too.
7 might be a little too much.
I do too. I think this is somewhere around a 24-20, 25-20 game. I could see this being 24-20, 24-21. You give me the Texans win by a field goal. You give me that 7. I like that.
Depends, because there's so many different factors that factor in. I think the Texans should blow them out if you just read by injury report and momentum and everything else. But you got to factor in the weather. You got to factor in, you know, shorter week. You got to factor in a lot of different things. And the road team normally isn't quite as hot and isn't quite as in rhythm as they are when they're at home too. So you know what? Honestly, I think the Texans should win by a touchdown or more. I just don't feel like they will.
Okay.
No.
I'm with you. Well, I don't even know.
Well, I was wrong last night, by the way.
Oh.
I saw the 5.5 for the Lakers, and I said I thought the Rockets would win a close game. Guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
Harden's little burst late blew that out of the water. It was close until that final push to get him to 50, but.
Well,
that's why I say don't listen to me on picks.
Mandy said we're super feisty today. I do feel.
It's Nick's fault. He got us going yesterday.
Do you think so?
He put us on the right path.
I feel like this show was less feisty than yesterday, though.
I would agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Yep. We just had one idiot that tried to puff his chest out a little bit. And
Nick deflated it.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about today.
Oh. Yesterday was way more than just hit him in the sternum.
I didn't deflate the situation yesterday. Yeah. That's
no,
sure.
not no. the situation. You deflated him. You hit him in the sternum and knocked the wind out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said I would take a Viking Super Bowl over road work and I'd drive around Houston all day. Well,
you
don't, I mean.
Well, guess what? You'll have to deal with both those miseries. You ain't getting either one.
Be dumb if you want to be dumb.
Yeah. We've had callers that just echoed that.
I had a custom Marwin Gonzalez Memorial Day jersey made last year.
Oops.
Now I'm screwed.
Well, you better hope that, like, the Brewers do a trade-your-old-jersey-in-for-a-new-one promotion for 25% off like the Rockets just did, and you can take your Marwin jersey to Miller Park and get yourself a Marwin.
Speaking of that, somebody said on the text line, what do you hope to see out of the Astros at the end of the winter meetings, now that the winter meetings have come to an end, any trades or free agent signings?
Yeah, definitely. I certainly hope they're not done, and I don't think that they are. And I think that every quote that we've heard and seen from Jeff Luno has exactly echoed those same sentiments that, look, he's not worried about the team that they have coming out of the winter meetings. He's worried about the team that takes the field opening day, and there's still plenty of time to be had and work to be done. I was interested from your perspective, both of you guys too as well, which position are you looking for them to target first? Is it designated hitter, first base, catcher, or is it the starting pitching because of the fact that Morton's gone, Keuchel probably will be, McCullers is out next year, and the best rotation in the Major League Baseball of last year looks like it needs some work. I'm leaning for them to get a starting pitcher first because offensively, as long as they're healthy, they still can hold their own and there's still time. There's plenty of guys out there. But I think that for as much as we talk about, oh, there's a lot of starting pitchers that are either on the market or available by a free agency or trade, they're going to start once one goes and a couple go, they're going to start getting everybody's going to soak them up. So I would say if I have a preference, start with another starter and then go from there.
Okay. I tend to agree with you. I did see a rumor that they're probably going to let Sip walk.
Fine.
Up
and down. I know he was up last year, Barry. The year before, he was straight hot garbage. The year before that, he was good. So it's every other year. This would be the down year coming. And they already had paid him six-plus a year on a three-year deal. I'm fine with letting him
You're
walk.
You're fine with Framber Valdez and CNL
Didn't
Perez.
Say that. Didn't say that.
But that's your lefties. That's your lefty options from a guy who was literally the best he's ever been in an Astros uniform last year as a lefty out of the bullpen.
He wasn't used as much.
Probably one of the most reliable arms.
He wasn't used as much. He wasn't used situational that much as a lefty. But look, he did get good numbers. I've also seen the really bad side of Tony Sipp a year ago, and I don't want to see him again. I think you can still go out on this in this marketplace. And like I said, there's still a lot of pitchers out there. I think you can get another left-handed pitcher that's as good or better than Tony Sipp.
I think I'd like to see them address left field. I think I would like to see them consider or address DH, because one thing you can do on this team as is right now, you know that James is probably going to crack that rotation in the five spot.
I agree.
Forrest Whitley probably makes an appearance a year earlier than I thought he would. I figured he would make the team this year even before September, before September call-ups.
I think he's going to make it by midseason.
I think he would make the team as a reliever out of the pen, and that's fine. And then next year, I think he would crack the rotation. But if you don't get another name, look, you got James. You can move Brad Peacock in. You've got Colin McHugh. These are all names that can that that have performed well for you in the past, and they could fill out that rotation. And as long as you have Cole and Verlander as your anchors, you're still in good shape. I mean, you still have a solid not like you did last year. I don't think anything will ever rival what they had last year. But you're still in good shape. You've got quality arms. So I don't know that it's a must to go out and get an arm for the rotation. I would love to see them bolster the bullpen and concentrate on left field.
I'm going to tell you this right now. By the way, Blummer backed up what I said a few weeks ago. And now, I think yesterday, I saw that they actually met with him. Boy, do I want the Astros to get Michael Brantley. If his price tag isn't too high, you want to talk about an upgrade, in my opinion, in left field. Boy, what I think he's the perfect fit for this team with a left-handed bat and playing left field the way he does and still young. I would love to see – that would really impress me if Luno went out and got Michael Brantley.
So that would make you happy if he did that instead of
that would make me extremely happy. Not instead of a starting pitcher, but he's just a free agent. You can just go out and sign him regardless. I would love to see that.
All right. Well, I know what you would love to see if you had a heavy night of drinking and had to wake up the next morning. Thrive Plus, that's what you'd love to see because, man, I tell you what – I don't drink a lot, and when I do, though, I like to get my drink on. And if you know me, you know that. And when I go on the road, I always take Thrive with me because it's my opportunity to maybe let loose a little bit, have a few more pops than I normally would. And Thrive Plus is great because I'm no spring chicken. I'm not a young cat anymore. I can't just pop up out of bed and let's do it again, man. Two or three drinks, and I'm feeling it the next day. So, but that's why I have my Thrive Plus. I take three capsules right after my last drink, or if you can't remember, you take it right before you go to bed. You wake up feeling so much better because during the night, Thrive Plus basically reduces the alcohol and the negative effects on your body and your liver and gives your liver what it needs to process the alcohol and those toxic byproducts. And I'm not a genius. I'm not a scientist. I don't know the ins and outs of how it works. I just know it works. You've probably seen them on Shark Tank. You know that they've got PhDs and Ivy League grads on staff that have helped come up with this product, man. And it works. And they guarantee it. If you don't feel 50% better the next day, they give you your money back. How cool is that? That's all you got to do. Take it, feel better, and if you don't, they give you your money back. Super easy to get right now as well. You can find it on Amazon. Just search for Thrive Plus on Amazon or go to DecideThrive.com and get your order. And since they are a Houston company, since they are Houston-based, if you order before 4 p.m., it will be on your doorstep the next day. So if you got big plans for Saturday night, going to go out and tie one on, man, get your order in before 4 p.m. right now and have that Thrive Plus on your doorstep tomorrow so you can feel better Sunday morning. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Guys, neither should you.
ESPN 97.5.
It's hard to believe 2018 is almost over, but there's still time. New insurance deductibles start over in January. Now is the time to get all your health checkups. The doctors at the Y Factor are ready to help you. If you've put off checking your prostate health, now is the time to do it. The doctors at the Y Factor are experts in prostate screenings. Let's all go into 2019 with a clear mind and a healthy body. Book your checkup today, Houston Memorial, Tomball, and Webster. ManCenters.com, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
All right, guys, mark your calendars because Klein's Christmas party is back. Yes, Friday, December 21st, join us for the best Christmas party of the year. We'll be giving away awesome prizes, including a Houstonian staycation, a full suit from Indochino, a sports ticker for your man cave, gift cards, tickets, t-shirts, and much more. Plus, we'll play stupid radio games like the eggnog chug, the don't spill your beer relay, and really anything else we might come up with. The party starts at 7 a.m. on December 21st at Klein's Fine Jewelry on Westheimer in Fountain View.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet cashing machine, but we'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to get off your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast pay outs when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right, deposit using promo code RADIO, and we'll give you free cash. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend Mini CPAP is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. And that's not all. Transcend Mini CPAP is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. If that all sounds good to you, give the Transcend Mini CPAP a try. You'll be glad you did.
Try the Transcend Mini CPAP risk-free and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights since there's a money-back guarantee. Call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-253-0949. That's 1-800-253-0949. 1-800-253-0949.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Have a son. His name is Hassan. Tell you something, because I told y'all earlier, I'm honest about my kids. Hassan gonna be a serial killer. I'm just throwing it out there so y'all will know. Because let me tell you how I know Hassan gonna be a serial killer. Hassan is 4 years old, and Hassan whispers. Yeah. What four-year-old, you know, whisper. And then he don't wake you up like a normal child. Because normal kids come to the front of the bed, wake you up face to face. Hassan, rub your feet. You know how spooky it is to be woken up by a child whispering, rubbing your feet?
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects on an F Yeah Friday. Coming to you live from Prime Social, that was Ali Sadiq, F for Funny, Comedian of the Week. Good stuff there. If you missed any of the clips, 115, 215, and now at 315, go back, catch the podcast, catch what you missed. He is a funny dude. Barry gave you the backstory in hour number one. And as I mentioned to you, if you're in the Galleria area looking for something to do, start the weekend a little early. You're a big poker player, want a place to play, really want some good games. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, just an unreal spot to play poker.
Get out here, you can get some massages while you play.
Yep.
They got food, they got beverages, they got a pool table.
Safe, secure, security all over the place. Inside, outside, valet. They check everything to make sure that you don't have to. It's just a fantastic spot.
During the break, Tosh came over.
Yes.
And she has a jacket on that's really, really soft.
Is that velvet?
And I told her, I was like, I bought my wife a blanket like that. And it's like super, like, it's soft, amazingly soft. And I said, when she leaves in the morning, when my wife leaves in the morning, if I go back to bed, sometimes I'll get her blanket and just use that and snuggle up with it because it's so soft. And then I joked about, and then, you know, sometimes I even fart in it and then give it back to her. And Tosh really quickly said that she doesn't fart. And that's just, I want to.
Not another one of those.
Now, I want to go on record, Tosh, as saying all women fart. Are you denying this? Okay, what happened to your mic? Where is, well. She said yes and no. So immediately you know she's full of crap. Okay? All ladies fart. Now, what you said is when your man is in bed, you don't. That is the ideal time to do it because it's like a heater. You can just warm him up. No, I'm just saying that it's like a heater. Don't do that.
Here, Tosh.
Okay. I get it. You're a lady, but you know what? It's natural. You don't have to worry about people like, oh, well, that's gross. Like, it's natural.
No. Yeah. Like, my man's really weird when it comes to that. Like,
to farts?
He doesn't, in his mind, girls don't do that. So it's like weird to him, and he's like, oh.
So he thinks it's gross?
It just, I don't know, I guess it rubs him the wrong way. I don't
know. No, he's told, little, this is a conversation y'all had?
Yeah,
or you're just
like,
assuming?
No. He's told me, like, you know, I don't think the girls, you know.
Should fart.
Or
well, you're supposed to explode?
Do number two.
You're not allowed to poop?
No, it's not I'm not allowed to. It's just I don't do it around him.
You got to go to the Circle K at the corner?
No. I keep it silent. So, like, say if he's in the room, I'm like, oh, I got to go to the restroom.
I got
to
go shower. Like, you showered for 30 minutes.
Yeah. You know, it goes like that.
Why does it stink more when you were in the shower? Like,
but
what?
See, no,
that
I'm,
doesn't make
I'm
sense.
I'm one of them flushers that, like, you know, we flush. What did you call it? Like, what is it called? Courtesy flush.
Okay.
And then you spray as you go.
Yes.
And then you get in the shower.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And then when you get in the shower, it's, you know, you steam it up and then you use your Dove. Well, and then
steaming it up doesn't help. That just cooks it.
No. It
makes
it
worse.
Better
no.
Because what you
no.
wash in your body
no.
makes it better.
Steam and the heat, that makes it worse. No.
Why
don't.
Is this the Aaron Rodgers commercial?
Where
he says that he burns up the bathroom because
flames never
no
came
and
into
they,
this,
and they said don't you know basically they're saying don't you ever poop and he says oh yeah and Aaron goes so what do? And he said I will it away.
That's what you do?
Yeah, you just will it away. Like you've never farted and you've never pooped, right?
I like
right.
how you have to.
But I mean, if I did, say
you need
instance,
a new man.
No.
Oh,
for instance,
I'm not
we're
saying
in
that.
Bed, huh? And, like, I have to do that, and he's asleep. I kind of just, like, yeah. You kind of roll over away from
what?
Him.
What?
And you take the blanket and you move it. So it
so you
stay
avoid
the
hot pocket, and you think that makes it go away?
Yeah,
you
because
fluff
if
it?
If you pass gas under the blanket, it stays under the blanket.
Yeah. It's a hot pocket.
He dies. But I don't want him to die. And I don't want him to know that I did it. So you just, you know, move the blanket and just, yeah. Soft,
come on now.
Soft and easy.
I'm amazed that you have to go through all that trouble. Bless your heart. You need a new man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you need a new man. You need a guy.
So I'm not saying that.
Find you someone you can fart in front of. If I were a president, that would be my slogan.
Oh,
if I was
going to
run for office, that would be my slogan. Find you someone you
I
can
would
fart
not
in front
vote
of.
For
that
you.
Goes for men and women.
I wouldn't
you know
agree.
What? You should vote for me because then you wouldn't be so angry all the time.
You should just be a matchmaker, and that's
you
your slogan.
Fart, and that's why you're so angry all the time, huh?
You should be a matchmaker, and that's your slogan.
I should, right? I absolutely should.
Forget eHarmony. B-Harmony means find someone you can fart in front of.
Hey, somebody texted the show. Thank you, Tosh, for your input. Much appreciated. Somebody texted the show and said, I got a Christmas party tonight. Where can I get some Thrive Plus ASAP? Actually, don't we have Thrive Plus samples here? That's right. Come up and see Tosh, and you can check out her soft jacket, and you can get some samples of Thrive Plus right here. At Prime Social, get out here before the party tomorrow.
But here's
night.
The thing,
yes,
I listen when you do your reads.
Yeah,
if you order before 4 p.m.,
boom,
it can be on your doorstep the very next day. So just order now.
Yep,
and you're going to be okay.
And then somebody asked, "What do y'all hope to see?" Sorry, that's the wrong one. No need to read on air. Just wanted to say, great show, guys, and have a good weekend. That's NASCAR Johnny.
Absolutely,
we appreciate you,
need
bud.
To read on the air.
We appreciate you, NASCAR Johnny. Always showing love to the show. Thank you so much. I want to show some love to the people by saving them money. And the best way to do that, look, Christmas is right around the corner. Holidays are here. You don't have much time left to shop. And that's why if you want to make the wife happy, save some time, save some money, and make it easy on yourself, go to Klein's Jewelry. It's the best thing to do for your marriage and for a happy holidays. And my guy, Mark Klein, is going to educate you on how to buy jewelry and save you a ton of money in the process. Isn't that right, Mark?
ESPN listeners have been coming in every single day this month. And, you know, they're getting ready for Christmas, and they're going to have a great holiday season. Their wife or their girlfriend is going to open up a box with diamonds in it. How great is that? That's the best thing that you can possibly do for your wife or your girlfriend. They've been wanting it. You give it to them, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. Whether you spend $100, you know, I have things that started at $100 in the store, and you could make her happy for this Christmas time. Now, don't go to the mall. Don't go to the half-price sales that are on TV or whatever it is. My prices are going to be better. You pull up right to the front of the store. You walk in. We get it. We wrap it. She's happy as can be. Diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, whatever you need for Christmas. We got it here in the store, ready to go. If you have old gold or old diamond rings that you want to trade in, you could do that too. Anything in jewelry, you give us a call at 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. You can text us as well. We're going to quote you the price over the phone. It's going to be less than anywhere else in the city of Houston. You come in, you're taken care of. Diamonds, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond rings, whatever it is in jewelry, let's make her happy for Christmas time. You come to Klein's Jewelry, it's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston.
Hands down, it is. I saved a ton of money by using Mark and Klein's Jewelry, and they'll do the same for you. I mean, I'm not special. We didn't even know each other when I went in. I saved a ton of money. Mark, as always, we appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, pal. Thanks.
All right, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, or kleinsjewelry.com. Make sure you check them out. Make the wife happy this holiday season. We'll be back right after this, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
There's not a golfer out there who doesn't want to lower their scores and have more fun on the course. PXG has answered that call. Engineering clubs that launch higher, fly farther, feel softer, and provide more forgiveness and accuracy than anything else you'll put in the bag. But what do the reviews say? Well, golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. PXG Tour pros describe them as undeniably the best and the real deal. PXG customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. On top of that, PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Schedule your fitting at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. Call 844-PLAY-PXG or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday with the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for a sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $40. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's hard to find a trustworthy roofer. Joel Blank here from Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is a locally owned company that can help with all your roofing needs. What sets them apart is they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of roofers in the U.S. are authorized to offer the CertainTeed roofing system. Fitz Roofing also has an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau. Sounds like a roofer you can trust, right? Go online. FitzRoofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z. FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
You know what happens when you do things the right way? They last, like Damaris Barbecue. They've been smoking, grilling, searing, shaking, and baking the right way since 1964. And there's no letting up. Experience all the goodness that is Damaris Barbecue at two locations. On Shepherd between Westheimer and Alabama, and on the West Loop at 18th Street. Pro tip, the Loop Spot has a full bar that's pretty solid for sports watching. So if you like things the right way, get hungry. Then get over to Damaris Barbecue.
I see you dead. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. We are coming to you live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Looking for a great spot to play poker and really get into some great there's a tournament, two-day tournament going on right now. Granado's out there. Where there's a bounty on his head. You knock him out, you get paid. Lots of stuff going on here at Prime Social. Check it out. If you're looking for something to do, maybe avoid traffic and get out of the Galleria area or avoid shopping, drop the wife off at the Galleria and head on out to Prime Social. The premier spot to play poker in the city of Houston. It is just top-notch.
Adrian said, I want some Thrive Plus, but I don't want to go see Tosh because her boyfriend isn't around, so she's probably letting loose some heaters. That's not true. Tosh is not going to be out there at the desk just out there pooting. Like, she's got to greet people. That's not how – we don't operate like that at this station. That's an AM thing. We don't do that here. Our promo team is classy, okay?
We would never burp or fart on air, right?
That's right. No, we would never do that.
Never.
I don't know. We going to do some NFL picks, boys?
Sure, whatever you want to do.
Nicholas?
Let's do it. So I guess we're doing NFL picks in this segment and then college football in the following segment,
we'll
right?
We'll pick these. I don't want to disparage the joy that it has brought me, but I am so ready for this dumbass pick thing that we do at this station to be over with.
I'm with you.
I'm so sick of this.
The fact that we extended it.
And then he sends out an email.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do this through 2025. You know, I quit. I can't. I'm just take the 20. I'll buy the wings. Can we call this? I don't want to do this anymore. It's so much effort. It's just exhausting. It's exhausting. And then I got to get the emails and then the text reminders.
Which you just hate. Anybody that involves you in any group texting or emailing.
Oh, it's the worst.
Appalachian A&M is playing this weekend. Let's put that on.
Just give me, I don't know. You know what? Just give me Army. Call it. I'll give the 3.5 and I'm done. I don't want to do this. All right. Let's do the NFL picks, though.
Roll, Nick.
Okie doke. All right. We'll start with New England and Pittsburgh. New England on the road, -2.5. For the Patriots on the road against the Steelers, who do you pick?
Believe it or not, when I do my little fancy spreadsheet thing, I have these teams being equal when it comes to being able to put points on the board and defend. I mean, I think that this game is kind of close. I actually have – I'm taking Pittsburgh in this one. I'm gonna go ahead and take the 2.5 because if it's that close – I mean, I think the Sagarin rating has them separated by about 1.3, so not a lot, not a big difference. Now, that factors in stuff like home field, but since it's on, you know, Pittsburgh is at home, I'll go ahead and take the points at home.
I'm with you in the fact that Steelers have lost 3 in a row. They've got to stay above water. I just think that on national TV and the way that they've given away games in the last couple of weeks, they're going to make a statement. They know this is like a Texans game against them. They get a little extra juice. They're a little more fired up. I'm not saying that they get – thankfully, they don't get the results the Texans do when they get fired up and still lose to the Patriots. I think they're going to be jacked up for this game at home on national TV, and I think Steelers win the game.
Okay.
I think I'm going to agree with both of you. I like Pittsburgh at home. I think this is the game that they're going to snap that losing streak.
Are you writing these down, Nicholas, by the way?
I am.
Okay, good.
All right, cool. So, all right, we move on to Philadelphia and the Los Angeles Rams. We all heard the news of Carson Wentz. Last I read, it looks like it's going to be a three-month recovery. So the Eagles are without Wentz. They are on the road against the Rams. -12.5 for the Los Angeles Rams.
It was 11.
It was 11. Yeah.
And now it's up to 12.5. That's just, even without Carson Wentz, that feels like a lot, but it's the Rams. It's their offense. That Eagles secondary is not that good. I know they can get after it up
Rams
front.
Rams are at home, too.
Fletcher Cox can get after it up front, but I would worry about giving up 12.5 points if it was anybody other than maybe three teams in this league. I think I'm going against what I did originally. Like, I always sit down and do all my picks, and I had Philly, but I thought Wentz might be playing. Without Carson Wentz, I think I'm going to switch. I'm going to go ahead and give the 12.5.
Nick, go ahead.
I'm not comfortable with it, but I don't know.
I'm okay with the 12.5 point spread. I think the Rams win, and I think they cover.
Yeah, I don't like the spread at all, but I don't like Philadelphia with this late in the season without Carson Wentz, who was actually playing better and better. And like you said, Barry, I couldn't agree more with that fact. There's three teams in this league that I would think could cover that spread, especially when the other team loses its starting quarterback. The Rams, one of them, so I'll take the Rams.
Well, here's what's crazy is Rams are scoring 32 a game, right, giving up about 24. Eagles with Carson Wentz this year scoring 21 a game. Now, Nick Foles obviously isn't like many of the other backups in this league. He's capable. But you know that – and they even said themselves within the organization, the offense changes a little bit when Nick Foles is in. So it's not like they can't go out and win games. I just – against this team, against the Rams, that 12.5 scares me, but, man.
They need the win, too. So.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to Green Bay and
– never heard of them, Green Bay. I don't know what that is.
And Chicago. The Bears are at home, -5.5 points, and – I am completely okay with 5.5 points. I like Chicago at home to take care of business and to go.
Screw you.
Sorry, Joel.
It's all right.
Joel, you taking your Packers, your beloved Packers?
I am. I'm not saying that they're going to win the game, but I think 5.5, Rodgers playing better. Philbin took over, and for whatever the reason, and I don't think he had anything to do with it, but for whatever the reason, they opened it up a little bit more. I'm not impressed with the way Trubisky looked coming back off the injury right now. It's a great rivalry game, and rivalry games normally stay pretty close. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I'll take the Packers and the points.
It's weird because I have this game being about a 25-21, 26-22 type of game. That's 4 points.
Yep.
But I just don't know if I trust the Packers. And I know it's Aaron Rodgers, but that defense, that Chicago defense can get after it, man. I'll go ahead and, again, going against what the spreadsheet tells me to do, I'll give the 5.5 with the Bears at home.
Great pick. All
right, we move on to Dallas, Indianapolis. Indianapolis are at home and favored by only 3 points. I'm actually taking the Cowboys to get the win on the road in Lucas.
I like them, too. I like them, too, because you know what? Indoors, both teams play indoors. So I think that the running game will be – look, if the Colts are somehow able to do what they did to the Texans and take away the running game from the Cowboys, then that's going to be one hell of an accomplishment because it's one thing to try and stop Blue and Miller and another thing to stop Zeke. The Cowboys are rolling right now. They're a hot team. They're putting it together. Obviously, Cooper has – whether you think he's worth a first-round pick or not, he has really stepped in and provided that wide receiver one that they have been – that they sorely needed. Their defense, as we said, keeps playing better and better. And I feel good about the Cowboys, especially getting points on the road here. Like you would say, Barry, I mean, it's basically a pick 'em game if you talk about the 3 points, you know, for being the home team. I'll take the Cowboys to win on the road.
Yeah, I mean, all things equal, I have this game 23-22 just based on what they score versus what they give up. But man, that Dallas defense is legitimately one of the two or three best teams when it comes to they may bend, they're kind of a bend but don't break. They might give up a few yards on the ground or in the air, but they don't give up a lot of points. They're giving up less than 19 a game. There's only one team in the league right now better, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. So can they stop Andrew Luck? Can they stop T.Y. Hilton? Can they stop the Colts? We're gonna find out. They're gonna have to go on the road to do it. I like the Cowboys if I'm getting the points because, like I said, I think these teams, points-wise, like what they'll put up on the scoreboard, pretty close. I think it's a close game. I think it's less than a field goal. Give me the Cowboys and the points.
All right, we move on to our final game in the NFL, that is. And that is Houston on the road against the Jets. And Houston continues to be favored. -6.5 for the Texans on the road in New York. And you know what? I like it. I like the 6.5-point spread. I'm okay with saying the Texans could cover. I think they can win by 7 or more points. I like the Texans in this game.
Now, this line moved because I had, at one point, I had seen it up to 7. Texans giving up 7. So it has moved a little bit. I like it better at 7 than I do 6.5, though. Is that what we're going with, the 6.5?
I mean, that's what I have on Vegas Insider. So
that changes it a little bit for me. I mean, look, this is a, first I'll say this. This is a game that I think the Texans win this game. The Jets suck at everything. They're just not a good football team right now. The Texans are better at everything except defending the pass. The Jets are a little bit – they're not great. I mean, so it's not like that they're out there just flying around in that secondary. But they're better than the Texans are. But that's the only thing they're better at. I'm going to take the Jets and the 6.5 because I think this is a low-scoring, close game. So I'll take the points in this one.
I just think the Texans, if they are anywhere, even if they aren't who we thought they were. And for whatever reason, when you look at this team, this is a game that they should win, and they should win. If they're anywhere near a quality playoff team, they should win by more than 7 points. But that being said, I take the Jets. No. I think that they're playing better and better, and I think that in this game, because they know that they want to wrap up the division, they also want to keep fighting for that 2 spot, and they know New England's playing Pittsburgh. I think for all those reasons and more, I think the Texans can win by a touchdown. I will take the Texans.
Yeah, see, I like the 7 better, too. But, all right. I don't know. This game shouldn't be that close.
Nick, did you take the Texans?
It really shouldn't.
I did. Okay. I think they'll cover, too.
Yeah, I don't think this game should be that close. I just feel like it's going to be.
Yeah, you know what? It has the make. I can see how you can feel that way. But the more we talked about it, the more you think about the fact that Darnold's still nicked up. They're going to be out without their number one running back and their number one receiver. And they don't do a whole lot of things well other than that. I told you, I like their safety play. But other than that, there's not a ton to say that I like about this team. And
no.
I think the Texans should control them on both sides of the football.
Listen to this. This is where the Jets rank in major statistical categories. They're 26th in points scored, 22nd in points allowed. They're 21st in rushing offense, 27th in rush defense, 30th in pass offense, and 16th in pass defense. So, again, they're middle of the road at best when it comes to defending the pass. Everything else, this team sucks at it. This should be a blowout.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to be. That's just the Texans' MO. They don't do what they should do.
All right, there you go. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. We're going to put a bow on it, and then we're going to turn it over to the Blitz. AJ is here along with Cody Stutes as we've got a new fill-in for the final day of Fred's vacation. So it'll be Jong back at the studio along with Cody and AJ. They'll take you here from Prime Social from 4 till 7. We'll be back to wrap things up. This is the usual suspect, Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
Making your home secure doesn't have to cost you a fortune. Here are some budget-friendly ways to keep your home and belongings safe while you're away from home. Make sure doors and windows are locked. Exterior doors should have grade 1 deadbolts. Close and lock garages and sheds so you don't tempt burglars with valuable items like bikes and grills. Hide tools that could be used for breaking in, like ladders, hammers, and pry bars. Do whatever you can to make your home appear as if it's occupied. Use digital timers so interior lights and TVs turn off and on at random intervals. Install a motion detector fixture rather than keeping an outdoor light on continuously. Don't leave "we're away" messages on your voicemail greeting or notes for deliveries. Finally, make sure your car is locked with no valuables in sight. If you have a willing friend or neighbor, ask them to move the car every day or two so it doesn't sit in the same spot. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Edwin Watts Golf presents a special holiday offer from TaylorMade. 5 layers, 0 compromises. TP5 and TP5X combine a tri-fast core and dual spin cover for a 5-layer golf ball construction. Now only $34.99. And introducing Gapper, a revolution in long game performance. Available in 3 shapes, promoting 3 trajectories, low, mid, and high. This holiday season, season, shop Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hey, guys, how's your game going? If you know what I mean. A lot of you know me, but you may not know my name. I'm Sildenafil, the active ingredient in that little blue pill. You know, that helps guys with erectile dysfunction. I'm really super excited to tell you I've moved into a generic pill that you can get at 4hims.com. Gosh, guys, everybody wants to perform their best, but not everyone could afford me. I mean, in that little blue pill. But now I can be yours at 4hims.com. Hims connects you with licensed doctors who can prescribe me online, and then I get delivered right to your door. So easy. And get this. Your first month is just $5 when you go to 4hims.com/fresh. $5 for a whole month of me? That should make every guy stand up and cheer. To get your first order for just $5, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/fresh. That's 4hims.com/fresh. Get started today for just $5 at 4hims.com/fresh.
Hey folks, David Gao here. When we started Gao Media, we went to Texas Citizens Bank. And if you're starting your own business or growing a current one, you too should go to Texas Citizens Bank. Texas Citizens Bank can help you finance a new building, buy new equipment, or get a line of credit. The team at Texas Citizens Bank understands the needs of small businesses. Look, you've been rooting for the Houston teams. We all have. Here's another one. The team at Texas Citizens Bank. To learn more, go to TexasCitizensBank.com today.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. If you have never been here before and you're a poker player, shame on you. If you're looking for a place to play poker and play in a clean, safe environment with a VIP-type feel to it where they take care of you, they have great food and beverage, very friendly wait staff, but unbelievable poker, including a two-day tournament that they're getting going today, you should stop by. We're going to be broadcasting here, obviously, through this segment. Turn it over to the Blitz, and AJ, along with Cody Stutes, going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. But really, just aside from all that, if you're a poker player, this is the place you should be playing. It's a great spot with a lot of great games on a daily basis. Nick is back at the station. Barry and I are here to wrap things up. We did pro football last segment. We'll do some college here. And, boys, good luck. AJ sent the email that we were going to do a college pick this week, and I'm like, on what? I'm not going to be very well versed on all these, the Pissander Bowl or whatever it is, but let's go.
We'll start with the Boca Raton, Raton Bowl. Northern Illinois, UAB, -2.5. I'm going with the favorite, UAB.
Oh, you're going with UAB, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going up there.
Break it down for me, Nick. Why are you going with UAB?
Big fan of Bill Clark. Is that the head coach? Is that the right? Is it Bill Clark? I think it's Bill
Clark. It's Dick Clark's brother, yeah.
Yeah.
UAB 9-4 against the spread this year. I'm with you. Give me UAB.
Convinced me. I'll take UAB as well. There's a winner.
I mean, you know, those Northern Illinois are just.
I think they're the Huskies because the Southern Illinois is the Salukis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, Las Vegas Bowl.
The Las Vegas Bowl. This is, of all the bowls, this is my favorite bowl.
Yeah, Arizona State versus Fresno State. Fresno State -6. I'm going with the favorite again.
You're taking the favorite again? Yeah. I'm with you on this one for sure. In fact, this is going to be my play for AJ just because I'm a believer in Fresno State. That's a good football team, man.
As much as people crapped on Herm Edwards, he has stepped up big from time to time. And I'm curious about this game because of the 6. I know that Fresno State can play some. They've been ranked at certain points in the season. I just got a feeling for some. I was almost going to take them for AJ's pick. I'm going to take Arizona State and take the points.
Really?
Yep.
You're a believer in old Herm? And
I wasn't when he got the job.
Okay.
But from a motivational standpoint, if there's one guy that can get a team up for the Las Vegas Bowl, we've had him on the show. he can make you a believer. He can make you run through a wall for a cup of coffee. I think that he's going to get his team fired up, and I think they're going to find a way to win this
All
game.
All right.
Okie doke. All right, the Gasparilla Bowl. This game is against between Marshall versus South Florida. Marshall minus 2.5 favored over South Florida.
I got big points for you on this game, Barry, because the Marshall is the thundering herd.
Yes.
And Randy Moss played at Marshall, and so did White Chocolate Jason Williams. But I'm telling you right now, I know that about the thundering herd. And then I know Charlie Strong is at UCF, right?
Right.
Okay.
You're not a believer in Charlie Strong?
I didn't take either team. I just gave you the backstory for both of them.
You didn't even mention Nick, we are Marshall.
Nick,
that's
what?
The key to the whole game is we are Marshall.
It's a sad story. Bad ending. You don't want that. What's the spread
again? I don't
want
to run it for you, but.
Minus 2.5 for Marshall.
Minus what?
2.5.
Give me South Florida. That's a decent football team. Give me South Florida.
I'm going to take the Thundering Herd.
Okay.
I'm going to take Marshall.
You're going to be on the wrong side of that.
That's all right.
I'm going to take South Florida as well.
So that's what you're just picking every underdog in every
bowl
game.
I took the favorite
You got Oklahoma in their bowl game? Because the underdogs usually win their bowl games.
Okay, next.
This segment's
going nowhere.
Such a bad list of games.
What? I know. What a horrible idea. Whose idea was it to pick college games?
Yours.
Some
all
guy
yours.
Named Laminac. I don't know.
Yep.
Was
Frisco
it?
Bowl.
Nick
and I were like, let's just do pro games.
Ohio.
Oh, did I say do college?
Yeah, absolutely.
You
Why
sure
did y'all
did.
Let me do this?
I didn't know. Hear the discussion, otherwise I would have.
Well, then you didn't say
Nick
not to
Nick brought it
do
up,
it.
And I was like, I didn't hear you guys
how
say
did
that.
You, hold on, Nick. How did he tell me not to do it if he didn't hear the discussion to begin with?
No, I put on the rundown
Lies,
just pro
Joel.
Picks, and I put college
You're a
question
terrible
mark,
liar.
Question mark, question mark.
You're a terrible liar.
That's not true.
What's the next game?
Ohio, San Diego State, the Frisco Bowl, minus 3 for Ohio.
Love the Frisco Bowl, man. I'm all about the Friscos. I don't
make
know.
Ohio's going to be road weary, traveled farther, going to be really drained because of all this. I just think, Ohio's going to be just tired.
At minus 3, you're going to take the underdog again?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I hate Ohio. Just the whole damn state. Give me San Diego State.
I'm going to go with Ohio, minus 3.
The last one is the only game I actually have a decent bit of knowledge about.
Well, then you better shed it on the shed light on it for the rest of us. That'll
All right,
be fantastic.
The Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas. Houston versus Army. Army minus 3.5.
I like Army in this one. That's a team that can play some defense. They play ball control. Houston can put up points. They can't stop anybody. They're probably one of the 10 worst.
But Ed Oliver's playing. Oh, no, he's not.
They're one of the 10 worst defenses in football. That includes everybody. I like Army in this. Legitimately, I think they can stop. They can. Houston's going to get their points. Don't get me wrong, but
minus three and a half
for Army.
Yeah,
Cougs can score points now.
Take them then.
I'll take the Cougars.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll take the Cougars.
Victory is mine.
I'll go with the Cougs as well. I'll go with my Cougs.
Oh my God, you're just going with them because you graduated from there, huh?
That's fair enough.
Give me your top reason why U of H wins the game, Nick.
Because Nick graduated from. That's
well,
I'm
they
going.
Have no defense, but they got plenty of offense, right?
They've got plenty of offense. Is that the same offense that they lost to SMU?
Well,
is that the offense?
Probably. Hey, look,
yeah,
man,
Derek
you're going to be eating your words.
Yeah.
You're going to be eating your words if Houston wins. It's not a.
I'm going to be eating my words. Okay. You want to? Are we gonna? Is this one of those ones where maybe we should bet something on it?
Hey, like, Nick, change my pick. I got Army.
Yeah. Joel's changing this pick. I'll change it for you, Joel. Are you serious?
Yes.
You want to go with Army? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to be on the right side of that?
Yes.
Okay, Nick. What's our bet going to be? What's our side bet? We got 2 minutes. What's it going to be?
I don't care. Ride whatever
with,
you want.
Ride or die with your alma mater. What is it? What is it?
Whatever name. Whatever you want. I don't care.
Whatever I want,
Lil Fart. You got to go by Lil Fart on your Twitter account.
That is not
happening. You change your Twitter account to Lil Fart.
Not happening.
I wouldn't do that to you, Nick. I don't know. We got to think of something before that game gets played. We'll announce it on Twitter. I'll think of something.
Okay.
There
I'm
you
down.
Go.
I mean, I'm down to place a little wager.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned for that. Follow them on Twitter. That'll be good. And again, follow who's following us, because the Blitz is coming up next. It's going to be Cody Stutes filling in for Fred, as Fred is on vacation for his final weekday. But AJ is here. Those guys are going to take you home till 7 o'clock. Jong's back at the station. And again, if you're in the area, stop by Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. If you want to play some poker and say hi to the boys, they'll be here till 7. They'll be entertaining you along the way. You guys have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Barry, drive safe as you are Willie Nelsoning on the road again. It's insane, but someone's got to do it. Glad it's you, not me. Nick, you do the same. Have a great weekend, and you too, everybody. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own parts or not. Yeah.